Pakistan's turmoil brings difficulty to Christians. The trial will resume in Turkey in the Christian murders and will examine the situation in Gaza for believers. These stories and more on the New Year's Year in Review edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As we wrap up 2007, we'd like to run down some of the stories that had significant impact on the body of Christ around the world. Our top story today comes from Pakistan. The country's in shock after opposition leader Benazir Bhutto was assassinated December 27th. Open Doors supports the evangelical church there. Paul Esterbrook says,
I think there's going to be some turmoil for quite some time over this. And of course, in the past, Christians have often been the object of anger of the dominantly Muslim society there.
He's praying that God would give believers opportunities to share their faith. Next, we turn to Turkey. Five men accused of murdering three missionaries in April are due in court to stand trial in 2 weeks. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says, what's at stake is Turkey's willingness to tackle the persecution of Christians for their faith.
The church is continuing to move forward. Christians are continuing to witness. But of course, it does cause some anxiety. There have been a number of attacks on evangelicals in the last 2 years, and they're wanting to know, will our government stand up for us? Will they defend us? Or will they allow us to be shot, killed, and attacked with impunity?
Johann Kandelin with the World Evangelical Alliance says there have been great opportunities because
the widows came out on national television and said, I have forgiven the killers because Jesus has forgiven me. So they show that Christianity is a religion of forgiveness, not of hate or revenge. And that opens up a big door for the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The relationship between Hamas and Christians in the Gaza Strip remains unstable. There's word that a militant Hamas member was connected to the murder of the Christian bookstore owner in Gaza. That's an alarming development, says Open Doors' Carl Muller, because
believers who continue to promote their faith evangelistically, despite their commitment to the general welfare of Gaza and their commitment to the people of Gaza to serve them, that there will be increasing threats against their existence in Gaza as a result of this.
Sat7's Terry Ascott says believers feel like they're under siege.
Prayed for the Bible Society director and all the Bible Society staff throughout the Palestinian territories that they wouldn't be discouraged by this, that the Word of God would continue to be made available in those territories. We have a strong partnership with the Bible Societies, and we very much see what we do as complementing their work by taking scripture through satellite television.
Meanwhile, persecution against Christians is at an all-time high in India. Despite that, the church and the number of Bible students is growing. However, Bibles and other resources aren't affordable to them, so Bible Pathways Al Joslin says they're helping a specific Bible institute with 1,000 Bibles and commentaries.
Unfortunately, the shipping cost for that amount is upwards of $10,000. So we're looking for alternative ways of shipping so that we can get those there in time to equip these young people to go out and help win the world for Christ there in their area.
On another front, tribal farmers in India known as the Gujars want affirmative action rights too. Operation Mobilization's Peter Dance says, along with a large number of Dalits turning to Christ, Hindu nationalists are angry.
That's all part of why the church is being persecuted. They're turning to Christ by the tens of thousands. It basically takes them out of the Hindu faith, and therefore the caste system starts to deteriorate, which actually is a fundamental part of the Hindu relief system.
And the death toll from Cyclone Siddur in Bangladesh was in the thousands. Rice crops were washed away, leaving a million homeless families. Christian development and relief agencies poured into the region. Months after the storm, the area is still reeling from the impact. A perfect time to be the hands and feet of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.